not what it seems to be.
Alright, what's poppin', y'all? Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, man. We here with another live. You heard me? We here with another live. Got some stuff to talk about today, y'all. Got some crazy stuff to talk about today. A lot has been going on over the weekend, alright? If you want to support your boys' merch, make sure y'all click the link in the description, alright? And on Patreon, we got the Robotic Society. I just dropped this video today. We got some technical difficulties going on the Patreon, but we getting it fixed immediately. All right, y'all. So make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. Check out this video I put together. We're going to be dropping maybe 3 videos a week from now on. I found out a new technique. All right. So salute to everybody that joined the Patreon and all of that. Let me shout some people out real quick, y'all. Let me see what's going on. Let's see. Kilo Savage, what's poppin'? Danklin, what's going on? Indigo Cancer Sunchild, what's poppin'? Traquan Smith, Tata, Kate, my bad, I keep butchering your name. Cat N. Way, Rob Niga, Sweet Sticky Rice, what's poppin'? Righteous One, Tristan Thompson. He said, all these rappers is fruity, yo. Yo, I'm pretty sure y'all saw what I saw over the weekend, but we gonna talk about that. Cassandra Snaden, what's poppin'? Who else have been here? Charles Wilson, my man Getz. He said, Lil Uzi Vert been fruity. There's a clip of him walking up to an ice cream truck with that female swag. Yeah, I remember that video. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, you brought it back, son. I remember that video. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Alright, so we got some stuff to talk about, y'all. Now, over this past weekend, Coachella was going on. Some people may not know what that is, but it's a concert event where they have the latest artists perform, or you know, whatever you want to call it. Rappers go up there to perform. They have like rock and roll and rap artists go up there and perform. Alright, now two situations had taken place. Alright, you got your boy Lil Uzi Vert, alright, doing Lord knows what on stage, and then he had a secret to reveal, alright, and we're gonna play that secret that he has for the people. Then Justin Bieber and Jaden Smith was caught doing something. I don't know, this is what these kids play these days. I don't know these games, but they was out there doing Lord knows what. I don't know. So we're going to talk about that. All right. We're going to talk about that and how I feel this is affecting people. Also, a lady says her car. That's right, y'all. Her car was spying on her. All right. Now, we always so quick to get the latest technology. You know what I'm saying? We got to have the latest technology. But we're going to talk about how this lady feels that the car, her car, was spying on her, all right? Jazzy Fitness was popping. What's going on? Brando, he said, they all fruity, yo. Yeah, you ain't never lied about that. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know. The fashion is getting weirder. You know what I'm saying? It's like the fashion is getting stranger now. You know what I'm saying? Tata said, is that a Tesla? Nah, I don't think so. I think it's more of the devices that's put inside of our cars. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to talk about that. El Pot 75 was popping. He said, rappers are zesty now. Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. The Wig Doctor was popping. What's popping? Charles Wilson said, all we seeing is Rome live in color, live in color and effects and effects. Yeah. I mean, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. And I truly believe they want a lot of these young dudes to be on this type of time. You know what I'm saying? That's what they really want. But without further ado, let's play this weird clip. All right, because I'm a little late today, but let's play this weird clip, man. Let's get into it.
I've been holding this in for a very long time, man. I'm pretty sure a lot of you already knew this about me. But what I want to tell y'all tonight is, let's go, let's go. Yes.
Yes.
JT looks like she can fight, but JT, little Uzi Vert seems like so much fun. Like, he is my friend in my head, period. Uzi, where your party, okay? I'm coming to an Uzi Vert party. He looks like he has fun time, fun treats for the people who fun treats, right? Right? For my people that like to partay. And partake. Anywho, I just love little Uzi's energy. I love the way he shows up in the world. It's just so good. It's so good. How can you not like him? What's wrong with you? JT looks like she can fight, but JT, little Uzi Vert seems like so much fun.
How y'all feel? She said she approve of that. She approves of that. She approves of that behavior from a grown man. She approves it. Why is he looking like Raggedy Ann in this thing here? He looked like one of them old... I don't know. It's weird. He got his cheeks painted red, eyebrows dyed. Yo, this is worse. Listen, this is worse than Cisco, son. This is worse, bruh. This took Cisco to a whole nother level, son. What is that? What's that about? Yo, why y'all approving of this, ladies? Why y'all approving of this? I mean, I'm all for be who you want to be. I'm all for it. But come on, man. This guy's influencing kids, man. You know what I'm saying? This guy's influencing kids, yo. That's all I'm talking about. It's crazy, man. What y'all talk? How y'all feel about it in the chat? How y'all feel about it? Dankler said, Broken Booty Gang. Yeah, way worse than Cisco, Mar R said. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know. It's a little strange. Star Rose said he have white fans. Shocking. Yo, that's a good point. That is a good point. You know what I'm saying? But I seen a couple of people up there dancing to that Body Rock song last year. Y'all wasn't low. I seen a lot of y'all dudes up there shaking y'all hips and swinging y'all arms to that Body Rock song. Trying to act like y'all wasn't shaking y'all behind to that song. Yo, these dances is getting real crazy now, fam. I don't know what this Fisher dance is, but that shit is crazy too. Stop with all that shoulder moving and switching your hips and all of that. That's crazy. We don't do that, y'all. We don't do that. Y'all making this dancing thing like, yo, what's going on? It bugged me out. I was driving down the Ave and I seen the group of young dudes. They had to have been like in their late 20s. You know what I'm saying? But they doing the dance in the street. And I'm like, yo, y'all borderline 30 years old, son. And you moving your shoulders like that? Like, that's nasty. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, son. Like New York is getting weird. These dancers is getting weird. These rappers is weird. The women is weird. I don't know what's going on. But look at what Jaden Smith and Justin Bieber was doing. We already caught Justin Bieber in the club. Remember that? Son, nah, what is that? Why is y'all close like that, man? Like, what's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on here, man? You know what I'm saying? What is whoa, and then you're gonna kiss him on the cheek? Then you're gonna kiss him on the cheek? Like, what's going on? Bruh, all right now, I didn't had enough, man. I done had enough. Yeah, Anthony Sutton said, "Hey, yo." Yeah. Y'all remember when Jaden Smith was like, Tyler the Creator is his boyfriend. That's what he said. He said it. He did. I didn't say it. He did. He said it. You know what I'm saying? You gonna grab this man from behind and start gyrating on him, and he just looking back at you, and then decides to give you a smooch on the cheek? What's going on? Yo. Suvio said, "That blew my high, Damu. My bad. My bad, fam. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to do that. But this is what I'm saying, though. You know what I'm saying? When you want to be a rapper, son, you're going to have to do this. You want to be a rapper, you're going to have to play these games. Even if you're not with it, you're going to have to play these games. And if you see it, you better not say nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know how they say when you get on the subway, if you see something, say something. You better not say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Mark 24/7 said he learned from his daddy. Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. You know they izzle in the music community, Zeno Lick said. Yeah, I know they izzle, but I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? It's crazy, man. Remember for the streets was popping. He said, remember Will kissed him in the mouth on Ellen's show nationally. He kissed him numerous times in the mouth on TV in front of people. You know what I'm saying? He groomed that kid, man. He groomed that kid for this behavior. You know what I'm saying? Will Smith got two sons. He got two sons, right? And his daughter act like a boy. So he got three boys. You know what I'm saying? But I don't understand. It's like, why is all of them kids in shambles, man? Let me stop. We ain't gonna do the bullying. Sorry, y'all. My bad, y'all. I'm just, this is all satire. All right. Now let's get on to the next topic. So a woman, in Atlanta, basically said that her car was spying on her. Now, I'm just gonna give y'all some points and advice. All right. Be careful what you do around these vehicles. Tesla has cameras all over that car, okay? The thing can stop you if you violate a law. You know what I'm saying? Like, these cars is getting crazier and freakier, bro. Like, we giving these people too much permission to control us, man. You know what I'm saying? All of this push button start, your engine is now ran by a computer. They tracking your mileage. They know where you been at, all of this stuff, man. So let's play this clip with this lady talking about how the car was spying on her, son. Wild times we living in, man. Wild.
This is it.
This is it.
Hundreds of pages.
Hundreds of pages. This is my LexisNexis consumer disclosure report. I'm appalled.
Hundreds of pages of data on Tamika Clay's LexisNexis credit report. From her Chevy Camaro.
Connecting to OnStar.
She's learned the OnStar system is tracking things like acceleration events, high-speed events, and hard brake events. And GM shared 603 of those entries with data brokers.
OnStar app, you know, you're thinking safety and if it gets stolen, but certainly not spying on me and sending information to the insurance companies.
It's the exact same scenario described in this proposed class action lawsuit filed just one day after Clay received her LexisNexis report this month. Clay requested the report because her insurance had gone up 80%, and when she tried to shop around, an insurance broker sent a denial letter and suggested she check her LexisNexis records to see why.
All this means I'm a bad insurance risk and hike my premiums.
Your car's, you know, essentially turning into a computer and collecting data on you as you drive.
Michael Brooks is executive director of the Center for Auto Safety and says technology is ahead of the law here.
Right now, there are no federal laws requiring that automakers have privacy protections for their owners or cybersecurity protections on their vehicles.
After the lawsuit became public, GM announced it is severing ties with two data brokers, telling us in a statement, quote, As of March 20th, OnStar Smart Driver customer data is no longer being shared with LexisNexis or Versic. Customer trust is a priority for us, and we are actively evaluating our privacy processes and policies. Anyone can do what Clay did, request their LexisNexis consumer disclosure report under the Fair Credit Reporting Act.
Never did I imagine that it would be spying on us and sending information about driving habits. That's just unbelievable.
Yo, now that should let you know that these people is watching you. Salute to Lulu. What's popping? Thank you for the super chat. Said, what is going on with the music industry? Pushing all these androgynous rappers. These dudes trying to outdo the women. Baphomet rappers. This is not it. Let me tell you something, man. It's to the point where now a lot of these rappers will try their best to step in that lane. Because let's be real here. The Yarmulkes and the Rainbow people run that industry. All right. So they have the biggest support. You understand what I'm saying? They have the biggest support. More support than black people. Believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised that they're going to cater to that. You get what I'm saying? But it's sick, though. It's just a lot of weird stuff that goes on in that business. I'll just leave it there. Now, back to this car situation. Now, what I'm going to say is this is all preparing people for social credit scores. The fact that LexisNexis told this woman, okay, that your insurance is going to go up because you stepped on the brake too hard. Or you went 2 miles over the speed limit down there and down the street. Oh, you passed that stop sign a little bit. Yeah, you violated. Here goes some more points on your score. This is all preparing people. And there's no telling what cars this stuff is in. You understand what I'm saying? There's no telling what kind of cars have this type of technology. You know what I'm saying? You ever think about this? Like, dang, you know, you out there doing something you ain't supposed to be doing and you get pulled over, knock on wood, right? You get pulled over and now you like, how did I get jammed up? Because they tracking all of that stuff. They tracking it. Mar R said, I won't survive on a credit score society. Yo, a lot of us won't. You get what I'm saying? A lot of us won't. But think about this, right? Think about how difficult it is to sin every day. That's what we're going to be living in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you told a lie. Here's 10 points. Oh, you stole something. Here's 30 points. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you said you used profanity. Here's another 80 points. You know what I'm saying? He turned left without a blinker. Yeah, exactly. Google email said her OnStar button called Gunner's phone. Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. Zenolik said that's why they pushing electric vehicles. Now that's a good point because they are pushing for people to get these electric vehicles now. And a lot of these hybrid electric vehicles, these things have this new technology in it with these chips in these engines, right? And what it does is it makes it, you know, better for the person. Yeah, it can park itself or, you know, the car can drive by itself. You don't have to drive it, right? It's to your convenience. But there's always a price behind that because if they want to shut the car off, they can shut the car off. As I mentioned before, companies like Ford, right, are now putting new technology in their vehicles. And I believe that they really made a lot of these older vehicles. They made them to break down. So you have to take them back. And then when you take them back to get maintenance on them, now they have to put this new technology in your car. So when you don't pay your bill, right, it's easy for that car to go right back because they automatically repoing it. They got some type of thing where the car will drive itself back to the lot while you're shopping. It's the weirdest thing. Self-repossessing cars lets you know you're not in control anymore. You get what I'm saying? You're not in control of any of that stuff. So I could see why, but the fact that these companies are spying on people, is a little disturbing. All right, you know, if you slam on your brake too hard or if you avoid an accident, they're reporting all of that stuff, man. It's crazy, man. Yeah, Simone said it's all narcissistic control. Yeah, that is true. That is true. That's a fact. Tough Stino, what's popping? Salute to my man Tough Stino. Guanama said eventually the law enforcement will have control over any electric vehicle car, and if you violate a traffic law, they will shut down your car and maybe lock the door so you can't run. Yeah, you don't think a lot of these cars are automatically registered to precincts or whatever the case may be? They have documentation of all of that. But when we seeing stuff like what this woman explained, that's just preparing us for that. Like, listen, we letting you know we doing this to y'all. If you don't say nothing about it, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Sutton said, how you take somebody car because they pressed on the brake too hard? LOL, yeah, that is kind of crazy. But this is the world we living in. People look at me like I'm bugged out. Yo, son, they spying on you. Oh, then when you hear from somebody else, it's like, wait, nah, he might be telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Salute, Jay Black. What's popping? Simone said, glad I deleted my social medias. Yeah, that stuff is sharing data that you don't really want out there. You got nudes on your phone? Forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. It's in the cloud now. We know what you did. When they say Big Brother is watching, that's what they talking about. We know what you did. Cars, education, and meds. Yeah. Charles Wilson, salute. Salute Malia 420 in the building. It's all slave. Oh, Massa and slave prison laboratory, asylum. All right. That's a lot going on there. Yeah, man, but I don't know what's going on with these rappers. It's getting zestier and zestier, but, you know, keep your kids, you know what I'm saying, focused on manly stuff if you got a boy out there, you know what I'm saying, and girly stuff if you got a girl. Like, keep them focused on what they need to be focused on. I'm not against people living their dreams or being what they want to be, but I don't agree with, you know, sabotaging, you know what I'm saying? You got a lot of these kids out here that wanted to be something else, if you know what I'm saying, and then they have regrets later on because that stuff traumatized them. Lulu, salute, thank you for the super chat. Jay, look into Wi-Fi vision. They can use Wi-Fi to see through walls, see everything you do in your house. We live in constant surveillance. Look it up. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I mean, there's cameras everywhere. Like, you can't avoid it. But the fact that these companies, well, we allow it. And let's be honest here, we allow it. I mean, if you know you got something spying on you, you allow it, don't you? If you gotta have it, you know what I'm saying? I told y'all, we can't live without our phones. You know what I'm saying? It's the hardest thing to do. Don't let these kids get on TikTok. Tata said, yeah. Yeah, Bronze Flat Power, what's poppin'? He said, fam, I'm going live this week. Oh, okay, all right. They're having a conversation amongst themselves. All right, y'all. So, I hope y'all enjoyed this live. Salute to the 2 Live crew. We will be back at 3 p.m. To drop another video. And like I said, make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. We having a little technical difficulties right now, but we getting it fixed, y'all. I was on it. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, I was on it. But make sure y'all tap in with the Patreon to check out this video I just did, The Robotic Society. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now, and you would want to be informed. Trust me, you would want to be informed. Stuff that I can't talk about on here, you feel me? And if y'all would like to support your boy with a hoodie, make sure y'all tap into the description, and the link is there below, all right? So we be back at 3 p.m., y'all. Thank y'all, everybody that tapped in.